Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to his disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You will long for one of the days of the Son of Man and will not see it. Jesus knows there will be days when the disciples will look back on the time of his earthly ministry. They will be tempted to look back longingly on that time spent walking and talking with him. They will, like many of us, yearn for the good old days. They would be wistful about the days when they were with the bridegroom. They would be tempted to look when people said, "Look, he's over there," or "He's here." They would long for those days. But they would never see one again. Never. That didn't stop them from looking. Their looking for the kingdom started even before Jesus ascended. In Acts, Luke tells us, "Lord," they said, "will you at this time restore the kingdom of heaven to Israel?" And all those years they had after Jesus' ascension, years of casting the seed of the word, watering that seed with teaching and exhortation, years of not seeing much growth and seeing a lot of persecution. They experienced people hearing their preaching and ignoring it. They saw the years of hot sun and tribulation and the cares of this life wilt the sprouts of faith that had grown. They saw the weeds of Gnostics and Nicolaitans and pagans choking out their flock. They saw Christians drift off. They saw them forget their first love. They saw them abandon their faith. They saw them betray those who they had once called brother. And we wonder how often they sighed, "If we could just have one more day with Jesus. Just one. That's all." But it was not to be. What was to be was what Jesus said. The Spirit would recall to their minds his words, "The kingdom is in your midst." So then their logical question is this: Where, Lord, where do we see that? Where do we find your kingdom? Where is it in our midst? Show us, Jesus. How many times did they say that? And Jesus says it's abundantly clear. The answer is plain as is an old John Wayne Western. You look up in the sky and you see what circling? Vultures. And what do vultures circle over? You know what's beneath them. They circle around a dead body. So where will you find the kingdom of God? The disciples will find the kingdom of God where they find the man with pierced hands and feet surrounded by the bulls of Bashan. They will find him lifted up, surrounded by ravening lions, encompassed by dogs, encircled by evildoers, seeking his life. Where will the kingdom of God come? Where you see the vultures gathered, there. There is the sign of the coming of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is found in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his holy body, which is the temple of God. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is King David's son and King David's Lord. He is the kingdom of our God. And in him is found your righteousness, your holiness, and your peace. In his body, the body of the second Adam, you have your forgiveness from all sin and the restoration of your life. So why look here or there or anywhere else? Can the past with its glories comfort you? Could it comfort the disciples? Why were the former days better than these? Is the old lament. Give up your thoughts of glory, of days of better funding, of larger numbers, a bigger synod. Look what we had in the past. Look what we were. Look at our glory days. I am telling you, they will be no more. There is an idolatry of the past. Remember Lot's wife. Repent. Where? Here. Gather around the body of Christ. His word is life-giving. He who has died has risen from the dead. Who else is there to listen to in this dark world? He who died and rose gives his very body and blood to you so that you may gather around him, eat and drink of it, and so be filled with joy and gladness. Gather around the body of Christ. It is there that he feeds his friends and gives us life. And perhaps your family and friends who are circling around, kind of empty, don't know what's going on, will see you gathered and learn that where you are, there is something good. And they will see your good works, which flow from faith in Christ, works that are necessary for you to work. They will see your works and glorify your God, and those works are then lights that draw them from the darkness to Jesus. The question we're always asking is, when, O Lord? How long, O Lord? But he simply says, keep your eyes forward. Look for my return. For soon as the lightning flashes from the east to the west, the angels will come and put in their sickles and gather the harvest that was sown. He will come and take you to be with him and call you his dear sheep. And you who have denied yourselves and followed him, who have lost your lives on earth, will be preserved eternally in glory. Soon you will see him. You will spend the eternal bright day with him. You will see those who have died in the faith and greet them. When? We have no idea. But we know that the answer is good. But until that fast approaching time, know that the kingdom of God is found in the body of Christ and will remain so until that lightning flashes from east to west and the trumpet sounds that glorious reveille. Where? We know that answer. We gather around him, having eyes for him alone, eating his body and blood, receiving his eternal life by the implanted word. hear then the words of the brother of the Lord Jesus, the words of that old pastor. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.